Welcome, my friend. For the past 3.5 years, I've been watching digital marketing from the sidelines, crippled by fears, doubts, and insecurities. That all ends today. Join me as I go from $0 online to multi-million dollar tech company in just a few short years. I'm Michael Abdo, and you are now listening to Startup Secrets. Oh my goodness. It's happening. It's happening. Oh man. This has been, well, first, I guess I should say welcome. This has been many, there's been so many times I've started this and then stopped this and then, you know, I recorded an episode but never published it, and so many hours and hours of audio and of video and of vlogging and of trying to find who am I, what am I about, so many questions, so many, what is my legacy, what do I want to do, what do I want to build, what do I want to create, what am I good at, what am I bad at, so much has happened that is culminating at this very moment. And I know you're joining me here at this point in time, but man, this has been probably 4 years in the making. And I don't exaggerate that. I mean, I think ever since I dropped out of college and I've been looking for what I am supposed to do. And it's funny because that was my mindset. Like, God, what am I supposed to do? And, you know, studying and listening to Russell Brunson and Steve Larson, and all these amazing, amazing men. And, man, so much. I take, like, right now I'm just taking a step back and just walking through memory lane of dropping out of college and being like, well, okay, like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to be a small business owner, starting the painting franchise against my brother's and my parents' advice. They're like, you're not going to like this. And I was like, I'm going to like whatever I want to. And they were right. It sucked. It was awful. I had employees. I had to be a manager. I had to handle finances. And my dream of becoming an entrepreneur, it actually became my worst nightmare. And every day I would go to sleep. I would not want to go to sleep. And I would stay up at night not wanting to go to sleep because I didn't feel like I was fulfilled. I didn't feel like I had done anything that day. And so I would just stay up late at night, and nothing good happens when you stay up trying to fill in your heart, try and fill that gap and that void with entertainment, with whatever you can get your hands on. And so I would do that, and then the morning would come and I would sleep in because I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to tell my employees that I didn't have the money to pay them. I didn't want to tell my customers that I was afraid of the work that I was doing for them and if I could do a good job. I was afraid of them finding out who I really was. And it was such a difficult, difficult time of life. I remember my area of franchise was a half hour away, and I would take my dad's car because I didn't have my own at the time. I would take my dad's car and I would drive up there, and instead of, you know, knocking on doors, doing door-to-door sales and getting new customers, I would just sit in the car, and I would literally do anything I could except work. Or I would go to the library and, you know, be like, oh, here's a good business book to read. Or, you know, I would do whatever I possibly could to not do the franchise. It was exterior painting, exterior residential painting. And it was a nightmare and I hated it. And when I got done with that, I was like, okay, I need to do something where I'm not driving. I need to do something where I don't have employees. I need to do something that's scalable. I was like, digital, I'm going online. And I got into Instagram, and I met I met Luis and Alfonso, and I hope to connect with you guys. I've been looking for you guys, and I want to reconnect because you guys sparked this journey. In fact, I just grabbed from my bookshelf Expert Secrets, the book that you guys bought me and sent me. I paid you guys like $800 for social media coaching. Did not deliver. You guys did not provide $800 worth of value. Just keeping it real. But what you guys did do is you introduced me to RB, Mr. Brunson himself. And I remember I got this book, Expert Secrets. So I was like, okay, whatever. And it sat on my shelf for 6 months. During those 6 months, I worked for my dad, and I lived at home. And I was just a bum, man. I didn't work at all that fall. And I was just paying money out of my own, like out of my savings from my mowing company that I had in high school. And, you know, I was just spilling out money. I was like, oh, I needed to find who I was during that time. And that's when I really got into personal development and really understanding about how my beliefs shape my actions and how I can identify those and what my values are. And I got big into personality during that time and understanding why do different people make different decisions and thus get different results, and reverse engineering all of that. And that was also the same time when God just broke through to me. Really, when I finally chose to humble myself and stop running from Him, stop hardening my heart and my mind towards Him, and really just give up. And so all of that happened during that time. And pretty quickly, I realized, all right, I got to start making money. I got to start doing something. And I was looking at, you know, affiliate marketing for ClickFunnels. I finally picked up Expert Secrets and was like, this is it. This is the future. This is what I want to do. But I didn't know exactly what I wanted to sell or what I wanted to do. And I was like, okay, what do I want to sell? What market do I want to be? Who do I want to sell? And I was just asking these questions without taking action. And I was hoping to gain clarity without moving forward, which is the worst plan possible. So that was, and that was all of 2017. Then spring of 2018, I was like, all right, I need something to change. I was like, church is not challenging me. I'm not growing in my faith. I'm not growing financially. I was just stagnant. And it was the spring and summer of 2018. Man, last year, it seems like eons ago. It was the spring and summer of 18 where I just sought God. And I was like, God, I'm willing to do what you want. And I said that. Looking back, I had a lot of reservations that I wasn't even aware of. I would have said in the time, yeah, God, I'll go anywhere, do anything. But I really wasn't willing to. I was like, I'm willing to go anywhere and do anything as long as it involves a lot of money and a lot of fame, you know? And so the spring and summer of last year was just waiting. And it was a lot of running in circles, to be honest. It was a lot of just fogginess in my mind. And that fog that's created when you're just in your head and you're not taking action. And so that fall, last fall, I actually traveled around the U.S. with a team of 5 other people. And we talked and we met students on campuses. And it was an amazing experience of just really getting deep into knowing, okay, what do I believe? What's important to me? What are other people are saying important? What is truth? What can I base my life upon? And that time away from family, as well as intense, just everyday self-examination of my beliefs and my values, that lasted for the fall. And by the end of that time, like, I was a different person. I really was. And it was, looking back, like, I recognized that the ground, like, if I was ground, like, I was hard and cracky. But during last fall, like, it just got softened and moistened, and it became like fertile ground, you know, ready to be planted in. And so at the beginning of the year, I moved up to Madison with some friends to be a part of a church up here. And I moved up twofold. One, to be a blessing to the church up here and be a part of what's happening. But the second fold was to grow personally. And I knew that I needed to step away from family. As much as I love them, as much as I care about them, I knew that I needed space from them in order to be able to fill up who I was made to be and become the fullness of who I was made to be. That just wasn't possible for a variety of reasons back at home. And I recognized that. And so I moved up to Madison, which gave me the space to be able, more so the space to be able to truly be who I was made to be. And I've been up here now for 9 months, and it's been the most difficult 9 months of my entire life, hands down. But it has also been the most rewarding 9 months of my entire life. And the challenges that I've faced have not been external. They've not been due to money, even though I've had money difficulties, incurring a bunch of credit card debt, incurring a bunch of personal debt. Even though those are issues, and not issues, they are obstacles, right? The real fight has been internally, has been in my mind and in my heart, and recognizing what's deep down there, recognizing all of the burdens that I'm still carrying, all the pain that I'm still carrying, all of the fears and doubts and insecurities that I'm still carrying, all of the pride that I have in order to try and create this image, all this selfishness that I have in order to, I think I have to provide and take care of myself. All of the pride, the selfishness, just the me focus. The past nine months have been confronting that time and time again on deeper and deeper levels, and realizing, man, I have a lot of burdens that I'm carrying. But through all that, even a layer deeper than all of the burdens I'm carrying, looking at the essence of who God made Michael Abdo to be, not looking at my mind or my heart or my body, which are the gifts that God has given me, but looking at the spirit that God gave me, man, realizing that the beauty and the workmanship and the handship that God put into my very spirit, and that is the core of who I am, and learning who that person is, going to the Bible, seeing what God says about who I am, and having faith in that, having faith that those words are true, and that's who I truly am. And so, man, it's been a crazy journey up to today. And I'm humbled and I'm honored that I get to be here, that I get to be at this very moment in time, that I'm humbled and it's a privilege to be speaking to you for whatever reason that you're listening to me. Thank you. Thank you for giving up of your time that you could be spending 100 other different ways. I pray that my story, my journey that God's taken me up to this point, and where he will take me in the next years, that it will be an encouragement and inspiration a guideline, a path that you too can follow if this is resonating with you. And so, man, that's just all from my heart. Nothing scripted, nothing like, I wasn't even planning on telling my story, but there it is. Really what I wanted to do is record an episode here, just laying out all my fears, my doubts, my insecurities, and just putting them in the open, being open and honest and vulnerable completely about where I am today. And from that place of truth, then be able to create and look in the future and say, this is where we're going. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode and to the podcast today. If you have any questions, if you want to talk at all, please, I'm here. I'm here for you. Message me. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. I'll be starting a YouTube channel here in the near future. Please, I want to be a part. So Facebook, I'm new to this. Facebook, Michael Abdo. I'm the redhead guy. You can find me there. Instagram, Michael Abdo HQ. Join our...
Want more startup secrets? First, follow me on all major social media. Then, be a part of our movement by joining our elite Facebook community, Personality Marketers. Finally, go to michaelabdo.com to find our newest and hottest offers.